This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Connect with us that way. If you want to sound really great on the air, typically Skype calls are almost always better than a standard phone call. So in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we brought you the news about WikiLeaks. Apparently, they are now at odds with Glenn Greenwald. Previously, Glenn Greenwald had been seemed like a friend to some extent of WikiLeaks, and now WikiLeaks is upset, or at least someone at WikiLeaks, someone speaking for WikiLeaks, is upset about Glenn Greenwald's site, The Intercept, refusing to publish the full information as leaked to them by WikiLeaks. So what happened is the news has come out that the NSA has been collecting all of the phone calls, bulk contents of all phone conversations made or received in two countries abroad. One of them is the Bahamas. The other was not named by The Intercept. And that's what WikiLeaks is upset about. They are saying that they will publish the identity of the other country if the name continues to remain redacted in The Intercept's original article. Intercept editors are claiming they withheld the information because of what they claim are credible concerns that revealing the info could lead to increased violence. Rich is new in the studio here. We apologize for the cough. Anyway, the story here from WikiLeaks is that the Greenwald fires back over Twitter, saying his outlet chose to publish more details than did the Washington Post, where journalists previously reported on a related call collection program, but chose to redact more thoroughly. WikiLeaks tweeted on Monday, quote, "We condemn First Look for following the Washington Post into censoring the mass interception of an entire nation. It is not the place of First Look," this is the company behind Intercept, which is Glenn Greenwald's publication, "or the Washington Post, to deny the rights of an entire people to know they are being mass recorded," said WikiLeaks. "It is not the place of First Look or Washington Post to decide how a people will choose to act against mass breaches of their rights by the United States," unquote. Now, when Greenwald defended his decision to publish the names of four countries where telephony metadata is collected by the NSA, but withhold a fifth where content is recorded as well, WikiLeaks said it could be interpreted as meaning that the unknown country doesn't deserve to know that they're being surveilled. But Greenwald said The Intercept was very convinced it could lead to deaths. Later, WikiLeaks equated this as an act of racism.
Okay, I have to say that WikiLeaks is wrong. Yes, every publisher has a right to choose what they do and do not publish. You have a right to go around them and publish it yourself,
which is what
they
say.
But you don't have a right to force them to publish it. So to say that they have no right, of course they have the right not to publish whatever they choose not to publish.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think WikiLeaks is being a little bit hyperbolic on this one. But as the conversation escalated,
but WikiLeaks is, I mean, that's their whole thing, though, is we publish this stuff.
Yeah.
And they gave it to Glenn Greenwald's The Intercept with the intention of seeing it published, and it hasn't been published.
That's right.
And all they're claiming is that, look, you're going to publish this, or we're going to publish this, right?
That's what
they're
saying.
Well, if they email it to me, I will post it to Facebook.
Right. And Rich says he'll publish it.
I will publish it.
The WikiLeaks Twitter account announced that it would disclose the nation's identity if The Intercept did not, despite requests from the U.S. government to leave the information redacted over fears of what the response could be. WikiLeaks asked, "When has true published information harmed innocence? To repeat this false Pentagon talking point is to hurt all publishers. We will reveal the name of the censored country whose population is being mass recorded in 72 hours. They wrote this at 6:35 in the evening Eastern time, Tuesday evening. So it's been just over 24 hours at this point. I guess we should expect a publication Friday night. So by Friday night show, this information should be out. If the organization intends to uphold that promise, the identity would be revealed before the weekend. As RT reported earlier this week, the Intercept story made claims the NSA has used a program codenamed Mystic, all in capital letters, to collect basic phone records in at least five countries, similar to the metadata that has been controversially collected in bulk domestically, as revealed in one of the first documents released by leaker Edward Snowden last year in the Bahamas. And one more locale, however, The Intercept reported that the NSA documents reveal another program codenamed Somalget, either that or Somalget, is deployed in order to process over 100 million call events per day. Somalget, the document reads, is a, quote, program for embedded collection systems overtly installed on target networks, predominantly for the collection and processing of wireless/mobile communications networks. According to The Intercept, the decision to wiretap all calls in and out of the Bahamas was made unilaterally and without the knowledge of the island's government or its 250,000 people. So, we wait.
Wow.
And we'll discover, probably before the weekend, what the mystery country is. What is the other country in the world that has been having all of its phone calls intercepted and recorded by the NSA, likely without the consent of anyone in that landmass?
Well, if they think somebody's going to be killed.
Yeah, I mean, more interesting to me is what country, if named, would actually start killing people, or
very interesting.
It seems like a very strange thing that just naming the country and not naming individual operatives could get people killed.
Yeah,
Knowing the situation, I can't say.
I mean, maybe there's somebody. I wonder who it would be that would be facing the death here in this case, or the deaths. Would it be the people that work for the telecommunications providers there? Are there certain technicians who the NSA has contacted to make the? Somehow the NSA had to put their tentacles in, right? Like. Would they be able to do that without the assistance of some technicians there on the ground in whatever country that was? And in which case, would those people be the ones who possibly might face a death penalty?
I want to say China.
That there are people getting paid to make sure that this doesn't happen and that they would be the ones who would be killed. Maybe somebody's getting
they
paid
failed.
To look the other way
as this is coming.
Either they failed or they sold out. That's a possibility.
What did you say about China, Mark?
I want to say it's China.
No way. Too many phones. I just don't believe that. That seems unbelievable
too big.
To me. Seems too big.
I don't know. There's a lot of people, but how many cell phones are there in China?
And they make their own equipment in a lot of cases, their own routers and that sort of thing. So how
the Chinese, you mean?
Yeah, the Chinese. They're manufacturing a lot. So how could the United States control what goes in and what goes out of there? Okay. All right. I'll take my second choice.
If they're pirating the IP... they would end up with the same backdoors that the original authors wrote.
Okay.
And they wouldn't know it or know how to fix it.
All right, I'll take my second choice. Egypt.
Why?
Because they're executing... they're handing down executions to everybody anyway, so, you know, might as well.
Well, yeah, and it would make some level of sense, right, with all the upheaval and the politics and the different protests and things like that going on over there.
If they're tapping all the phone calls like they are in the Bahamas, I guess my guess would have to be Syria.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome here at 855-450-FREE. It's all up for speculation at the moment. We'll know more, and we'll certainly let you know when we find out more here on Free Talk Live. You know, I don't really know much about Michelle Malkin other than the fact that she's some sort of conservative talking head. She's one of these people.
Yeah.
She's relatively well known in the conservative movement, or whatever you want to call it. She is like Ann Coulter, I guess. Just appears on talk shows. She writes books from a conservative perspective. Well, according to thecannabis.co, she's also a marijuana advocate. And this is an interesting story because it kind of outlines her transition and how she came on board with the marijuana legalization movement, which I was kind of shocked to find out because she's always seemed to me, you know, again, I have limited knowledge about her, but in what I had understood about her, she just always seemed to be just kind of your typical right winger.
It's always interesting to see the right wingers, come on board on this particular issue.
Yeah, so I've got the story here. We can share that with you. You can also share with us your thoughts, maybe on WikiLeaks or whatever happens to be on your mind here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733. You may also connect with us via Skype. Send a contact request first to username lrn.fm. And once you're accepted, it'll be easy for you to get on Skype with us from that point forward. More Free Talk Live coming up here in moments at 855-450-FREE.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the voice here toll-free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalk.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. They are all for free. And you also need to know how to get some really great coffee, and Mark can tell you.
Yeah, you can go get some BuzzBox coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. And, you know, BuzzBox coffee is organic, 100% organic, and it's top 1% grade Arabica beans. And one thing that I found out today is I was looking at shade-grown coffee. BuzzBox is shade-grown. And besides shade-grown not giving you this sort of acid reflux thing the way Robusto, sun-grown Robusto beans can do for coffee, the shade-grown coffee is where a lot of North American songbirds go for the winter.
They, somebody called about that last night. They wanted to tell you something about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw a study. You know, they showed me, and I was really, really surprised. So if you're into the songbirds, you like songbirds, you want songbirds. And, you know, they call a cardinal a songbird. But have you ever heard a cardinal's song?
Nope.
It just goes beep, 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 beep. It's not a song.
Sounds like electronic music.
It's beautiful, but, I mean, the cardinal's beautiful to look at, but I don't know why they call it a songbird. Hmm. Anyway, I don't know what terminology you use for wild, beautiful birds, but my grandmother used to love them. She would put out the feeder for them, and we'd always, you know, we'd see them on there, and could see them out the window and that kind of thing, so it was exciting. And I love them. I put a feeder out now just so that I can see songbirds, and it reminds me of my grandmother. Anyway, if you want to help the songbirds, you should also be drinking shade-grown coffee. It's another reason you should go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Not only can you help people around the world, because every 10 people that order their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to offer a microloan to somebody around the world, but also you're saving songbirds. So go get your free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping. You can cancel your subscription at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. So we can continue to take your calls about what you want. Also, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I mentioned this Michelle Malkin character who is a conservative columnist, an author. She's a talking head. She appears on, you know, a variety of those shows that you might see on, like, MSNBC or Fox News, those kind of things. And she never struck me as somebody who'd support marijuana legalization or decriminalization, but apparently she does. The story's from thecannabist.co. Michelle Malkin is one of the most revered conservative voices in America, and yet the author, columnist, commentator also actively supports medical and recreational marijuana. She said recently while drinking coffee at a diner near her Colorado Springs home, quote, "The war on drugs has been a failure. Prohibition was also a failure." And pointing out that mainstream hospitals are administering these far more pernicious narcotics to terminally ill patients undercuts the whole idea that marijuana is this dangerous gateway, unquote. Surprised to hear such progressive talk coming from a conservative? Join the club. If you're not surprised, you've likely been reading Malkin's missives for years.
I'm not surprised because I've been reading Friedman for years. And Milton Friedman also was firmly on the side of legalization of all drugs. And, you know, the thing that surprises me a bit is that more conservatives are not on board with legalizing drugs, because any economist will tell you that the demand curve for drugs is vertical. That means it doesn't matter what you charge, people are going to buy it. And that means it doesn't matter how expensive they make it, that people will continue to use it.
Certainly, that's been the experience of anybody who's paid attention to the black market. The cannabis continues here. The pro-marijuana conservative is a growing segment in the U.S. political spectrum, something we'll see more of in the November elections. Malkin's intensely personal story, dating from her time at the Seattle Times in the 1990s to her mother-in-law's current struggle with metastatic melanoma, is a potent example of why these two strange bedfellows are becoming increasingly familiar. Longtime Malkin readers will remember her pro-medical marijuana columns from the 1990s. This snippet is from one of her July 1997 columns in the Seattle Times. Quote, "The nation's war on drugs has been a dismal, costly, inefficient failure." And those are the points, by the way, that should resonate the most with the conservative. Of course, the answer, Rich, to why conservatives aren't on board with drug legalization is because there's kind of also this viewpoint that's fairly popular in conservatism that they know what's best and they're going to tell you what to put in your own bodies. So, you know, to get over that would require them to really either find some compassion for a drug user, and I don't really see that coming from a lot of conservatives.
I'm not 100%. To some extent, what you're talking about is true. That's what conservatives want, is they want to tell you what to do with your body. But really, it seems to be about what I think conservatism comes down to is this is the way we do things. This is the way we've always done things, and this is the way to do things. Mm-hmm. There ain't nothing wrong with the way things been done. Just because you don't like it is you can stick it. That's kind of the... conservatism, the right, the terminology, the right, came from people sitting on the right side of the French Parliament or whatever, right after the French Revolution. And these were the monarchists, the people that wanted to do things the way they had done things before. Not people, these aren't people that are, there's a reason there's an opposing term called progressive. Now, I have a problem with that terminology, too. I don't think conservatives are particularly conservative, and I don't think progressives are particularly progressive. But what's a conservative conserving? They're really conserving culture. And that's what
they... Or their viewpoint on it.
Well, old culture, culture is essentially from the past. Culture doesn't come from the future, right?
Well, there's different cultures, and they like some and not like others, right?
But you preserve...
Like the drug culture.
You preserve... Yeah, but the drug culture is the new culture, not the old culture.
It's not that new.
Well, I think that the amount of people doing drugs in this century, this century and the last century outweigh the number of people who were doing them in the United States the centuries before. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I don't know. It's certainly marijuana wasn't popular among white people in the 17th and 1800s, from what I can tell.
Yeah, but things like laudanum and other things might have been, right? Heroin.
Yeah, they were.
Now, there's another issue, which is that Nixon blamed the pot smokers for the resistance to Vietnam, and he noticed the correlation between smoking pot and not wanting us to be in Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of the reasons he hated those damn hippies, as he put it. And we're out there protesting for peace and protesting for marijuana, too. So maybe there is a correlation there.
So but this is a nice article because it really shows that even there's still hope, for mm-hmm. somebody who's in the conservative realm. And by the way, there's plenty of progressives that like drug prohibition, too. So I don't want to mm-hmm. make it sound like, oh, the progressives are so great on this issue. Plenty of them are drug warriors as well. So anyway, this again an excerpt from her article in the Seattle Times. Over the past decade, spending on the anti-drug crusade has risen from $5 billion to $17 billion a year. This was from 1997. Drug traffickers and dealers are thriving, raking in an estimated $150 billion a year. Meanwhile, nearly half the 1.6 million Americans in jail today are there for nonviolent drug offenses. Take those numbers and increase them to make them more accurate for today. That was, again, those numbers are over 15 years old at this point. 855, 450 free. But what's the rest of her story? Did she always feel that way? Apparently not. We'll tell you about how she changed her mind in moments on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Talking about how people can change. In this case, conservative columnist, talking head, Michelle Malkin. She's changed her mind, apparently a long time ago, on the cannabis issue. So there's hope out there for people who are of one viewpoint today. They may not be that way tomorrow. We'll tell more of her story here in a moment. And for those of you who are already on board with ending the insane war on drugs and also the ideas of liberty as a larger perspective, because there are some people who just want to go and get high, and you can go to Colorado and you can do that. That's not a problem. But if you actually care about freedom from a wider perspective, if you believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, you understand that people, in order to be free, have to allow other people to be free as well, then you really need to check out the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. And you'll be able to check it out in person coming up here in about a month at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We are literally about a month away now from the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Just over 4 weeks at this point, about 4.5 weeks. It's an awesome time. There are hundreds of people, probably well over 1,000 people, who will be at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of northern New Hampshire for a week-long camping festival. It's June 22nd through the 29th. It's a Sunday through a Sunday. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the event every single night, as well as some of the other great LRN.FM talk shows. And it's not a talk show thing or anything like that. I'm just mentioning that we're going to be there. There are all kinds of events happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Everything from cook-offs to do-it-yourself classes. There's going to be a build-your-own, an AR, something or other, some kind of gun. They've got some kind of machine gun that you're going to be able to build there. and lots of different things. You know, everything from people who have families, like family events, to couples, single folks. There's dance parties, the big gay dance party. There's going to be some sort of electronic music party as well. Lots of good times for people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Rich, what do you like about it?
Well, I always enjoy the daily unofficial 420 rallies, but I'm prejudiced.
Wait, what makes them unofficial versus official?
They're unofficial in that they're not officially acknowledged by Porkfest. It just happens.
Yes. They do happen, and they are fun.
Yeah, well, Porkfest is a funny thing because, Rich, you'd agree, I'm sure, that there's a whole bunch of different Porkfests that occur at once. I mean, there's the family Porkfests that occur for people that, you know, don't partake at all in the Pork Fest that you partake in, but you get to see the kids running around at the same time. It's amazing how these worlds exist outside of each other. Like the young adults will be playing that zombie game where they shoot each other with the squirt guns. I've always thought it looked interesting, but, you know, I haven't played.
Yeah, I actually have. I played Assassins, and the funny thing is my girlfriend at the time was the person that I was supposed to assassinate. So actually,
I took her out with Malice and Prejudice.
Well, actually, the plan was I got killed before I had a chance, but the plan was after sex to roll over and say sorry, darling, and shoot her in the face.
Porkfest.com, PORCFEST. It is not too late to get your tickets online. If you wait until the end of the month, if you wait till June, it will be too late. So go and get them now at Porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Michelle Malkin didn't always feel like the insane, that the war on drugs is a costly, dismal, inefficient failure. And she says the whole war on drugs here. So I presume that means that she's on board with legalization of all drugs. But this is specifically coming from thecannabist.co, so they're focusing on pot. Malkin didn't always feel that way, however. When she left the L.A. Daily News for the Seattle Times in the mid-1990s, she was as anti-marijuana as most Republicans were at that time. But after a chance debate with the late Seattle medical marijuana advocate Ralph Seeley, who died of in 1998 of a rare bone cancer after suing the state to allow marijuana to be prescribed medically, she changed her mind on the issue.
It was after the debate, mind you. That's interesting. I never thought anybody's opinion got changed
after
the debate.
Yeah,
because I don't really believe in debates. If you're not willing to talk to me with your heart and mind open about whatever the issue is, because that's how I feel I come. Yeah, everybody thinks they're open-minded, right? And nobody is. But I think that's how I come to to every debate. And if you can address my concerns, then I believe that I can change my mind. And if you don't come that same way, then, you know.
Well, it does say it was after the debate, so yeah, she probably had time to ruminate on what was said.
Well, I can think of two debates that I lost. One is I remember running across an Operation Politically Homeless booth when I was 16 years old and debating with the guys there.
A libertarian outreach.
Yeah, right? This is a Libertarian Party outreach, and you know, I wish I could have gone back to those guys 10 years later when I became a libertarian and say, hey, I acknowledge that I lost this argument, it just took me 10 years to figure it out. And then I was arguing from the left. Even after that, I still was not a big believer in economic freedom. I just barely fit into the Libertarian Party after I became a member, and arguing with other libertarians about economics inspired me to read The Wealth of Nations so I could refute it. And I read it and I said, oh my God, not only can I not refute it, but this is one of the most beautiful spontaneous systems I've ever seen in my life.
Not only could I not refute it, I couldn't get through the first chapter. God, that was some dry stuff.
You see, he makes jokes in it. There are jokes in The Wealth of Nations he talks about.
400-year-old jokes.
That's so funny, though, Rich.
They're good.
Because I have a kind of a similar story. I used to run those booths, the Operation Politically Homeless. Now, for those that don't know what that is, if you go to the Advocates for Self-Government's website, their website is theadvocates.org. They've got some great outreach tools that help liberty-minded people be better communicators of the ideas of freedom. And one of the tools that they have is this, what's called Operation Politically Homeless. They've got this diamond chart, as it's called, where they've got this large poster thing that they have printed out. You put it mounted to a poster board, and it's a kind of a chart. It's in the shape of a diamond. At the top, it says libertarian. At the bottom, it says authoritarian. On the left-hand corner, it says leftist. liberal. And then on the right-hand corner it says conservative. In the middle it says centrist. And so the idea behind the diamond chart is to expand people's viewpoint on what politics is all about. Because most people are of this sort of right-left spectrum, this right-left paradigm. And so the idea behind the diamond chart is to expand that paradigm out and say, hey, wait a minute, how can you look at people on this right and left nonsense? Like, for instance, on the right-left paradigm or the right-left spectrum, if I believe in ending the war on pot, but I also believe in total gun freedom, where do you put me on the right-left spectrum? Well, somebody might say, oh, well, you're a centrist. Well, but wait a minute. That would also mean that if I favored gun control and I favored drug laws as well, that I'd also be in the centrist category on the right-left spectrum, mm-hmm. right? So it doesn't make sense. So they expanded out this chart to include authoritarian and libertarian, and so the Operation Politically Homeless's goal is to go to public events like I did mine at gun shows, Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest, and the county fairs. Mm-hmm. And you administer this quiz to people. It's a quick 10-question quiz, and then you sort of give them their score, and they put themselves up on the chart. It's a fun thing to do. And I kind of had a similar experience as you did, Rich, just from the other side. I was the person who was giving these quizzes out to people, and there were some young males that came up once, maybe 13 at the oldest, came up to the table, and they were arguing with us, and like, well, look, here's your results on the quiz. I don't remember what they were, but they weren't libertarian, I don't think. But they were interested enough to take some information home with them, to buy something to take home with them, like a little information sheet. Actually, I think they even bought Libertarianism in One Lesson, which is a great short little book that we were selling at the table. Turns out one of those four young men turned into Neil Connor, who is one of the Free State Project participants.
Wow.
He became a libertarian. I don't know how many years later, or maybe he was close to it then. I don't know how close he was, but now he's here in New Hampshire. I mean, the very same young man who was 13 years old one day, and I met him at the county fair. Then several years later, I encountered him again, and now he's an activist, and he left Florida and made the move to New Hampshire. So you never know who you're going to reach at one of those booths when you're talking to people in the public.
Yeah. You never know. And don't think you really lost the argument if he walks away unconvinced. People take time to think.
It takes time, absolutely. So more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about people changing their minds. It is possible. It just takes time. It takes effort. As Rich was saying, planting seeds, being patient, watering those seeds a little bit over time, putting ideas in people's heads.
I've argued myself into every position I've got.
Yourself, you mean?
Yeah, generally. I mean, I'll hear arguments from other people, but then I have to present them to myself again over and over, usually when I'm sort of had a chance to, be away from other people for me to accept them. I don't generally accept new ideas just being right there unless I... You know, if I have an opinion on a subject, I don't usually change my opinion just right in the middle of a conversation.
Who does?
I've heard people do it here on the air, and I'm always amazed at the fluidity of people like, wow. I'm impressed when people, do that. I don't.
I've debated people into 180-degree reversals on an issue. Some of the conservatives that I've talked to about drug prohibition have gone 180 degrees.
During a conversation. Very persuasive. In this case, Michelle Malkin is the story we're talking about. She's a conservative columnist who is on the right side of the war on drugs. She wants to see an end to the war on drugs. Specifically, in this case, they're talking about the war on cannabis. And we'll continue that discussion here in moments. We've got Aaron on the line first, though, in Skype land. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
I was listening to one of the reposted podcasts earlier today about 2011 when Farmageddon came out. You guys heard of this?
Yeah, I remember the name.
I'm trying to remember it in 2011.
Yeah, I remember it, but I don't remember what it was.
It's a documentary about the government cracking down on raw milk. And these co-op farms where you buy in and it's a private entity that basically facilitates the movement of good farm goods to people who are a member without having to go through regulations of the government and to start a storefront.
Right. So essentially with a farm, in this case, somebody will buy an animal from you as opposed to buying, bits. Because I think that, I have pigs that will be arriving Friday. I can't wait. But I have sold one or two of them, to other people. I'm going to be raising their pig for them, and they are going to be using my land and that sort of thing. And then they get their pig and all the parts and they can take what they want and leave what they don't want, and I'll take care of the stuff they don't want. That's fine, but I don't believe that I can sell hams, pork chops, sausage, bacon.
Right. No, that's exactly right. You can sell the animals. You can have a co-op. You can say, I want to sell, I'll raise your animals. You can do all that. But then it's on the person to basically process their own thing because you're not allowed to do it for them legally. But I grew up on a family farm. Anyways, I was surprised at how many people in that situation being cracked down on by the government would fight for their own right to be able to put raw milk in their body, but at the same time be saying things like, doesn't the government have better things to do, like go crack down on those pot growers or the tobacco or alcohol people? Why do they have to be bothering us? And I think that there would be a lost opportunity for these groups of people to work together. For people who believe that it should be right for me to put this into my body, this raw milk, which I, by the way, have experience with, that when I was a kid, I was raised on raw milk until such a time as my mom got squeamish. She became a food inspector, actually, at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And she started buying this processed milk, and I started getting diarrhea and vomiting from it.
Wow.
I had really bad reactions to it. And to this day, I can't drink it without getting gas and discomfort. There needs to be a cooperation.
Let me make the point of the cooperation here. So I don't think that, as much as it makes sense to us, I don't think it makes any sense in today's system. How are we going to do it? Are you going to cooperate? Am I, the raw milk producer, going to cooperate with the marijuana grower to buy a lobbyist? Am I going to cooperate with them to put together a referendum on the state level that says, we the people of New Hampshire believe that every individual may put in their body whatever it is that they wish to put in their body, as though that referendum is going to fly at all. I just don't think that there's any room, really. I think there's room for outreach, but not room for cooperation.
I would say that every single issue liberty group can agree on one issue, and that issue is jury nullification. Mm-hmm. So if you, the farmers should be told about jury nullification for, people who do what's important to them, to people who farm and outside the regulations. Tell the pot people about jury nullification for marijuana users, and then introduce them to the ideas of who else would you not want to see to go to jail. You don't want to see going yourself go to jail, but the price of tolerance is tolerance. So who are you willing to tolerate? And I think that would be a powerful way to get them cooperating, at least on one issue.
The price of tolerance is tolerance.
Well, and also, I think that where Aaron's coming from here is a good position. I mean, it would be nice if you could get the folks who support gun freedom, for instance, to support drug freedom and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I wore a gun at the rally.
Yeah, and of course, Guns and Weed is a fantastic movie that I think can help bridge those gaps. But still, even if you can get a gun freedom advocate to understand. Let's say you sit them down, they watch Guns and Weed, and it's like an aha moment for them, and they completely get it. You still would then have to persuade them to take action, right? Like to go and testify at some sort of hearing on behalf of their drug using friends, even though they themselves aren't drug users. And I think
want them to do is take action to spread word of jury nullification in their group.
No, and I think that's a fine thing. I'm just talking about more of what Aaron was saying, where these guys would help them help each other out directly. And I think that we're more likely to see that happen in New Hampshire because we have the liberty activists here who do have more than one issue on which they're willing to work. You, for instance, Rich, might be willing to go to the State House and in the same day testify on a pot bill and a gun freedom bill. Whereas the average activist on one side or the other isn't going to do that. So I think having more well-rounded activists who are willing to take more action in general is really the best way to solve that problem and also build more bridges between different groups. And I think that's what you were talking about, Rich, with the New Hampshire jury, for instance, which is a very similar group to FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, but it's more focused locally here in New Hampshire. It's more targeted to New Hampshire courts. They could be that group that helps build those bridges between the different interest groups. Aaron, any other thoughts you want to share?
I think Farmageddon was just kind of a wake-up moment for me because it hit home directly to my heart where I grew up. Like, first they came for the pot smokers, and for a long time I wasn't a pot smoker, so I didn't care. I mean, I guess everyone kind of hits one of these moments maybe where they realize that it's possible that it can hit them directly where they're from. And I guess that's kind of a flip reaction to say, oh, you guys should all get together, but...
That's what we're doing in New Hampshire.
I don't know that that's what ever convinced me. Like, I was never sort of on that side of where it's like, oh, well, if I have to be tolerant of, in order to for other people to be tolerant of me, I have to be tolerant of other people. Because I kind of sit in that realm of, you know, the conservative lifestyle in many ways. I don't need the tolerance in most areas. It's just not didn't concern me. To me, it was sort of logical arguments over time convinced me that the arguments that I had been socialized to were just crap.
Aaron, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. I think what he's describing to some extent is exactly what we're trying to do here in New Hampshire, bringing people here. Like I said before, if you just want to smoke pot, New Hampshire is probably not the right place for you. You should just go to Colorado and smoke as much pot as you want. If that's the only freedom you care about, if you only have one freedom that is your concern, you'll find some place where that freedom is more free than other places, generally. If it's drinking raw milk, well, New Hampshire, you can actually do that. So you can come to New Hampshire for that one. But what we want are people who have a larger viewpoint. So people who understand that not only should drugs be legalized, but also guns should be legal and raw milk and all these other things and freedom as well. And we want the people who are willing to come here and see the bigger picture for, yeah, okay, New Hampshire's behind the ball when it comes. Let's be honest. It's behind the ball when it comes to medical marijuana and recreational marijuana. The surrounding states, Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, all have better decriminalization than New Hampshire, which has not yet decriminalized anything as far as marijuana is concerned. We're getting closer.
Needs to be done.
But it hasn't happened yet. So we need people to come here to do this here because New Hampshire already is the freest, likely, of all of the 50 states, arguably the freest of all of the 50 states. And we can have
it's
more
ranked
of
freest
that.
By the only people who've ever ranked them.
And we can have more of that with more people here working in concert with one another on multiple different fronts to take on the state and have more freedom. Go to freestateproject.org to check that out. We'll continue with Hour 3 of Free Talk Live coming up next.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Kamano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.